We're doing Drashot Ramban, the Ramban's Drasha of Torah Hashem Tmimah, page Kufnun Gimel in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And the Ramban had been discussing that there's nature and then there are miracles. And we commemorate certain famous miracles in order to recognize that God is running the show over here. And the Ramban is now going to enter a very important philosophical concept, the concept of how do we view nature, the things we see around us on a day-to-day basis. Page Kuf Nun Gimel. Uchshanu me'ainin yafeh. And when we look closely, anu ro'im, we can see, and we'll dedicate our learning today to Sara Chaya bat Dani HaKohen. When we look closely, we can see, she'en la'adam chelik b'torat Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom. A person doesn't really have a portion in the Torah, meaning he's not in line with the Torah, and she amin, unless he believes, shekol dvareinu u'maaseinu kulam nisim, that everything that we do, everything around us is really all miracles. En beim teva u'minago shel olam. You can't view the world and think, that's nature, that's just the way the world works. Sharei yehudei ha'Torah kulam nisim u'moftim gemurim hem. Because the Torah really focuses on miracles and things that are extraordinary. Because there's no difference if you look closely between a tzaddik who lives a long life comfortably in peace without illness, uven she'achal truma hu yamut, or a person who eats truma, and the Torah tells us if a person eats truma, he gets a death penalty. So, in truth, says the Ramban, the fact that this guy lived, you'll say, that's nature, why shouldn't he live? The fact that he lived a long life and he didn't get ill, you'll say, well, that's normal. We say, no. The reason he didn't die young was because he kept the laws of family purity. If a person transgresses them, he's going to die young. So, another person transgresses, he eats truma and gets the death penalty, he dies young. So we say, just like the Torah tells us, he'll die young and he'll live a long life. We don't know to understand what we see. But at the same time, when we say that God is running the show and God is running everything that's going on over here, so then really there's no such thing as nature, says the Ramban. This is a point that the Ramban pushes. Not all Rishonim go with this attitude. But this, the Ramban is saying that this is fundamental to Jewish philosophy. The Ramban says everything we see around us is miracles. There's no such thing as nature.
Nature is miracle.
Oh, nature is what we're accustomed to. Yeah. But it's not that nature is not a miracle. Ochananya ben Azur she'amar lo ashana atamit ki sara dibarta. Or if we look at the false prophet Hananya ben Azur, the prophet Yeshaya tells him, you will not live out the year. You're going to die this year. So when he dies that year, we view that as a miracle. The prophet told him, you're going to die that year. No one was anticipating that he'd die. Uven kriat yamzuf, or the yamzuf being split. Upasuk vasiroti machala mikirbecha shave am ulechol bnei shave im ulechol bnei Yisrael lo yechatzker leshono lemish vad beima. When the pasuk says, God says, you keep the Torah, I'll remove illness from you. So that is equal to the verse that says that no dog growled at any Jew in Egypt when God was taking them out of Egypt. Upasuk, or the verse that says, Vishilachti dever betochechem, God says, I will send a plague. Upasuk vishilachti bachem chayat asadeh v'shikla etchem, or God says, I'll send the wild animals and they'll cause and they'll devour the children. So those verses, shave im makat bechorot, they're equal to the firstborns being killed. When we think of Makas Bechoros, we say that was a miracle. All the firstborns dropped dead in Egypt in one night, that's a miracle. But when there's a plague going around, God forbid, then we say, oh, that's nature. Or when wild animals come and kill a child, we say that's nature. Says the Ramban, no. The Torah attributes both to God. The Torah says, God says, if you sin, then I'll send a plague. If you sin, I'll send the animals. It's the same thing as God saying that there's going to be the plague of Makas Bechoros. Upasuk, yeah.
One thing I'm not sure, is he saying that there's no such thing as nature?
Let's see.
Or
let's,
is he saying that God is guiding nature?
Let's see. Right now he said they're all miracles. Let's let him finish his thought. Klalo shel davar, I hope we'll get it today. Upasuk v'shilachti b'chem ta'arov, or the plague of sending wild animals. B'chen kulam al derech klan. That's true about everything in general. For if we say That nature is really what's sustaining everything, and that's what's functioning in the world. Then no one's living or dying because of merits or demerits. There's nature. And once we believe that God can cause one to die early because he has sinned before he should naturally die, hine yad Hashem aset azot. So then that's God's doing. V'shina et ha-teva, that means God changed nature, kikriyat yam suf lifnei adato, v'tviyat oivav v'tocho, just like splitting the sea before the Jewish people and sinking the enemies in the sea. V'inyan v'natati gishmechem b'itam, or when the Torah says, God says, you keep the Torah, I'll give you rain in its proper time. Yiftach Hashem lecha tzoro atov tashamayim latit metar tzecha b'ito, the promise that God will give us the bounty from the heavens, the rains will come in their set times. Shave'im v'ayu shamecha al roshecha nechoshet. That's equal to the verse that warns if we transgress, God will stop the rains from coming. Yiten Hashem et metar tzecha vak v'afar. Kulam nisim omdim. They are all considered miracles. Kulam nisim omdim mishanim. There are miracles that are around from years ago. Hatoldot v'amarecht elyona b'shamayim uv'aretz. Ki im nitzot ha-shemesh eino lach behalot ha-ed min ha-aretz, lo yavo ha-matar batolada. The Ramban is explaining, according to their understanding of nature, how rain came. Afilu yasu kol ha-mitzvot ve-itpalelu ve-yatsumu al ha-gshamim. He says there's a natural way in which rain comes, but if God doesn't do it that way, then it won't rain. Ve-imu ra'u lo-rid matal, and if we're fitting, and if it's fitting, if you look at nature and you say, yeah, there's a time when enough water gets evaporated, it forms clouds, the clouds bring rain, and that's what runs the show. So then it makes no difference if you pray or fast or do tshuva. The Torah tells us, if you sin, there will be no rain. Repent and there will be rain. If we're going to say that nature is running the world, then there's no room to understand what the Torah is talking about. What difference does it make if I fast? It all depends on how much air, water is going to be evaporated, how many clouds are going to form. There's an order to the world, there's nature, and it has nothing to do with our behavior. And the fact that I'm going to do tshuva, lo yimna b'shtachavotam nitzelim plonia, or just because the nation starts bowing to a certain idol, the Torah tells us, then it'll stop raining. If we view it as nature governing the world, so then what difference does it make? It'll rain when it has to rain, and it won't rain when it doesn't rain, and it's all in the hands of nature. So the Ramban says we can't be believing Jews and accept that nature is running the show. Now, how do we view it? That is Hashem. We'll see next time. The Ramban is just beginning to develop this thought. We should bear this Ramban in mind when we learn in the Drashot Haran a seemingly slightly different version of understanding nature. The Ran is going to address this point as well. The Ran is going to go the route of saying that when there is Makas Bechoros, God makes miracles through nature. The Ran goes so far as to say that Makas Bechoros was some kind of virus, that God made it, that when a child is the first to be born, he has to contend with a womb that was never opened, so that can affect him throughout his life, that'll have a certain weakness, and a certain virus can harm him that won't harm any other child that's born from the mother. We'll see that there's Lachem in the Ran, and we'll have to bear this Ramban in mind and see if there's really contradiction, if there's really a machloket, an argument between the Ran's understanding of miracles and the Ramban's understanding of nature. The Ran works from miracles, trying to understand how miracles fit into nature, and the Ramban is working to take all of nature and make it into miracles, and we'll see if they really argue. So, Hashem, over the next few